Hello?
Yeah, hello there. Is this Mike?
Yes, this is Mike, and that's who's calling.
Yeah, this is AJ Timberlake. I'm calling from the Imperial Palace in Las Vegas. Mr. McGregor, did you get a fax from us?
No.
About a bachelor party?
Well, I had a bachelor party there about, a month ago, but
I
didn't receive any fax.
No, I know. It got turned over to me, and you should be getting a fax here, a report there, but we'll get that off to you. It says here, I'll tell you what it says, you drank a little more than your body could tolerate while you were here, and you threw up on the blackjack table. Now, it's my job to collect for damages, and that's what I'm calling for, Mr. McGregor.
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I think you do, and I need to give you the figure because we need payment on this immediately.
I don't know what you mean. Payment for
payment
damages.
For a blackjack table, reupholstery, janitorial, security, and deodorizing.
Gonna be honest with you, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you know what? I think, unfortunately, we have witness statements here in this, and I will fax this to you, but we need payment, and you know what you did, and I think, in my eyes, you're one lucky dodo bird here, because you should just come clean and pay. You know how much they lost while they had to close that table for a half hour and nobody could gamble?
I wouldn't know, because I don't remember.
Of course you don't remember drinking that much. Now, why don't you be a man, come clean, admit what you did so we could work out some payment options and put this tragedy behind us.
All right, listen. It did happen. I did throw up on the table. But listen, the guy at the blackjack table, the dealer told me it was no big deal. They brought somebody over to clean it. They brought me back to my room and he told me not to worry about it. Nothing would happen. So I don't understand why I'm getting a call right now saying I'm getting charged with all this stuff when I know it was no big deal because the blackjack dealer told me. Even
no
the manager
big deal.
Of the hotel told me.
Oh, and does he own the casino? Because I'll tell you, the whole casino almost had to be shut down because you lost your lunch.
What? The whole casino had to be shut down?
Yeah, the whole casino. There was a security disruption. You got everybody paying attention.
What kind of security disruption was there?
Security disruption. You pass out next to a table that has gambling going on. There's chips on the table. We got a cleanup.
Well, that's what happens at a casino.
That's what happens? Somebody stands on their chair, they puke on the table, they remove their pants, and they make derogatory remarks about Siegfried and Roy?
Wait a second. I don't remember that happening.
It happened, and I'll tell you, they've done great things for this city.
No. Listen, man, I'm real sorry. They told me not to worry about it. The pit boss told me not to worry about it.
Well, I'm upset because I'm getting a little dance around here, and what I'm trying to do is arrange payment so you can just put this behind you, and you're doing this little dance like you're not involved. You know you're involved. You just admitted to it. We have witness statements. Now, what's the problem?
Sir, tell me what the bill is, number one. We're talking about like $100 here. I'm not going to stress over this.
No, we're not talking $100 there, cheapskate. Work up the blackjack table reupholstery, janitorial, security, and deodorizing of the gaming table. That comes to a total of $4,102.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding me. You're lucky we don't add how much money we lost when we couldn't have gambling at three tables there.
I just threw up a little bit. I mean, if it was that big of a deal, wouldn't they charge it to my room?
Okay, now the gloves are coming off. You want to bring up the room? Let's talk about the damaged dresser, the stuff that was left in the bathtub, and the crack in the glass on the sliding mirror.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, a little selective amnesia. Let's drink to forget. Maybe we won't have to pay the bill. If you think you can leave the fine state of Nevada without paying the price, you got another thing coming.
What are you doing?
What is going on?
Am I getting too out of control?
All I know is that Spike's got a vein popping through his head. This is the Mojo in the Morning show, and we were just phone scamming you.
You gotta be f***ing kidding me.
No, we're not.
Did you really throw up on the blackjack table?
I did throw up on the blackjack table, and that's why I felt guilty enough as it is. And next thing I know, I'm going to call a month later. I'm already married.
Oh, no.
Does your wife know that you threw up?
She has no idea that happened. I'm about to throw up all over my desk here, you guys.